This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer warned on Sunday about the threat of violence at the January 20th inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden, especially in the aftermath of last week's storming of the U.S. Capitol by thousands of supporters of President Donald Trump. Schumer, who is soon to be the Senate Majority Leader, said he spoke with FBI Director Christopher Wray on Saturday to urge him to pursue those who took part in breaking into the Capitol building and to guard against further attacks. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser has sent a letter dated January 9th to Acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf, asking to extend a national security designation currently surrounding the inauguration from the usual 3 days to a 2-week period starting Monday and extending to January 24th. The mayor says she wants federal authorities to reject requests for public gathering permits in the district throughout that period. Indonesian aviation authorities said Sunday they had located the two black boxes from the Sriwijaya Air passenger plane that crashed shortly after takeoff from Jakarta on Saturday. Speaking to reporters, the head of Indonesia's Transport Safety Agency said that divers hope to retrieve the black boxes soon. The devices contain recordings of cockpit voice and flight data that could help officials understand why the Boeing 737-500 with 62 people on board crashed into the Java Sea. An official with Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency confirmed earlier that wreckage had been found from the passenger plane. You can keep up on this story and all those that we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea's state media reports leader Kim Jong-un was given a new title, General Secretary of the Ruling Workers' Party, a post held by his late father and grandfather. It's largely seen as a symbolic appointment because Kim has already been the top party leader, but it is apparently aimed at bolstering his authority as Kim grapples with growing economic challenges at home. The Korean Central News Agency said Monday the party's ongoing Congress, the first in its kind in 5 years, announced Kim's new title on Sunday during its 6-day session. Kazakhstan's authoritarian ruling party swept to victory in an opposition-free parliamentary election on Sunday. An exit poll by government-sanctioned pollster Public Opinion gave the Nur Otan party nearly 72% of the votes and showed two other pro-government parties crossing the 7% vote threshold. Exit polls are tightly controlled in Kazakhstan. It's an ex-Soviet country that has never held an election that Western vote monitors have deemed free or fair. President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev has pledged gradual political reforms since being placed into the top post by former leader Nursultan Nazarbayev, who ended nearly 3 decades as head of state in early 2019. So far, however, those promises of reform have not resulted in concrete action. Nationalist politician Sadir Japarov won a landslide victory on Sunday in Kyrgyzstan's snap presidential election, which was triggered by the collapse of the previous government. Preliminary results indicate Japarov has won almost 80% of the vote in the Central Asian nation, which is closely allied with Russia. The results were cited by Kyrgyzstan's Central Election Commission. More than 80% of voters also supported a proposal to reform the constitution to give the president greater powers compared to parliament, according to the Election Commission. Until last October, Japarov was in jail for kidnapping a provincial governor as part of a political protest, but his supporters released him from jail and propelled him to the prime minister's office and then to the presidency. Japarov has repeatedly pledged to maintain a close relationship with former Soviet overlord Moscow. And in a highly unusual move, American diplomats have drafted 2 cables condemning President Donald Trump's incitement of the deadly assault on the Capitol and calling for administration officials to support invoking the 25th Amendment, which would allow removing him from office. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.